We are learning the Tshuva of Rav Yosef, Shalom Rishon de Chavedad, Chelek Vav, tonight, Siman Yud Beit. Fascinating question, what's the bracha on fruits and vegetables grown through hydroponics? So I thought hydroponics meant that you're not growing with soil. So far, I'm right. And that you're growing on water. So then it gets more complicated. If you Google it, and I'm not a farmer, certainly not a hydroponic farmer, but there are different methods and systems. Hydroponic growing, six different basic systems you could buy. Okay. Beseder, v'kitzul, there's no dirt. There's no adama. So what's the bracha on these things? Let's pretend it's growing on water. You know, in my mind, that's what I always imagined. They have this big pool, they have these little things growing in the water. It's a lot more complicated than that because the soil normally provides nutrients for the plant that the plant needs. If it's in water, you're missing out on all those nutrients. So it's not going to work. So you have to supply those nutrients in some other way. Okay. Fine. We'll figure that part out, but it's not through dirt. Fine. What's the bracha going to be? And where in the world are you going to find a source for this in halakha? This is a new technology. They did not do this back in the day. So that's the first question. So you think, Rav Adi points out, well, you know, the Gemara talks about an asit. An asit is a plant in your house. So you have an asit and a kuv, an asit she'ino nakuv. An asit that has a hole in the bottom through which water usually drains out, and an asit shenonaku where water does not drain out. Different for different plants, etc. Banzai, long story. But fine, the Gemara assumes an asit nakuv, if it has a hole in the bottom, it somehow is a connection to the ground. Even if it's not connected, it's a plant, you can pick it up. Nonetheless, asit nakuv is connected in some way to the ground. Fine, not our issue right now. Asit shenonakuv, it's plastic. Not connected to the ground in any way, shape, or form. Let's talk about that. What's the status of a nasit she'ino nakuv for all sorts of brachot? So the Chaye Adam writes, let's say you plant wheat in nasit she'ino nakuv. I don't know that you can do this, but let's pretend for a minute. And you made bread out of this wheat. He says you do not make the bracha of hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz because it's not connected to the aretz. How could you say hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz? It's not connected to the aretz. He says, you also, if you grow a tomato, would not make the bracha of borei pri ha'adama, since it's not connected to the adama. What about borei pri ha'etz? Not sure. Meaning his problem is the words.
But the thing is, you could argue the seed initially originated from the earth. It was just not grown. This seed.
Correct. This fruit is not from the earth.
The primitive seed fire that was from the ground.
I mean, okay, but then...
Is it the same seed as tomato?
No, but... It's not.
It's not a new vegetable.
Okay, but if this one's not min adama, this one's from this.
Okay, but it's the same species.
So what?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. So the Chaye Adam disagrees. The Chaye Adam says, no, you can't say borei pri adama. It didn't come from the adama. You can't say motzi lechem min ha'aretz. Didn't come from the earth. Borei pri ha'etz, he doesn't know. I mean, his problem is the language. His problem isn't fundamental. His problem seems more technical. So he says, but wait a minute. You know what? Even though you'll say it very name is not, you say it Gorkat Amazon. Why? What is proof? What is proof? And Ishmael Adam, he has proof. What's the proof that even though you say Bremen name is not, you don't say Amosi Lachmin Aris, you still say Gorkat Amazon? Amazing proof. The man that fell in the Midbar, because what was the bracha on the man? Whoa, this occupies the longest footnote here. Who cares? Because it wasn't Amosi Lachmin Aris. Either ha-motzi lechem min ha-shamayim, ha-noten lechem min ha-shamayim, is it motzi min ha-shamayim, noten min ha-shamayim, whatever it is, fine. It's min ha-shamayim, not min ha-aretz. And the Gemara tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who was mitaken the first bracha of Berkat Amazon. When the man fell, he said the first bracha of Berkat Amazon. So you see, you say Berkat Amazon, even when it's not ha-motzi lechem min ha-aretz. Okay? So he says, you won't say Amosil, you'll say Birkat Amazon. Very, very, very weird. Okay. No, but then you have to eat a lot. You have to eat, like, we are now 256 grams. Okay, but here you're not. You're eating a small amount.
What if you have, like, almonds or
That's what the question, that's the question. That's the question. Yeah?
Also, where is he
Yeah, okay. So you have to, Mabit deals with that. Maybe he said the same idea, not the text. Okay. Yeah. The Gemara says, no, we don't. The Gemara says, yeah, maybe you should. We don't. Good. They had that thought and then rejected it. Nishmat Adam, he's come there, and he's those footnotes on Chai Adam. He brings his proof from the man. You could say you make a Berkat Hamazon even without it. There's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi wants to know, what about also Asit Sheino Nakuv for all sorts of things? He says, well, what about it? Wait a minute. Let's say you have a plant at home, right? Asit Sheino Nakuv, you're telling me it's not Adama, right? Can you cut it on Shabbat? Normally, if you have wheat growing from the ground, it's kosher. You can't cut wheat from the ground on Shabbat. Can you cut wheat from a seed sheino nakuv b'Shabbat? No. Can you plant wheat right next to an apple tree in a seed sheino nakuv? And I would do such a thing, but or is that kilayim? If it's not adama, leave me alone. It's kilayim. So the Yerushalmi seems to be like, I don't know, maybe if it's, the Moshe there in the Yerushalmi points out, if it's considered adama for kilayim, it's considered adama for Shabbat, we should consider adama for other things also, maybe. Yeah, okay, it's a big machloket. But he says, you see, at least, the very least, it's considered to be the ground. The problem is as follows. There's another principle in Yerushalmi that says anytime you say Berkat HaMazon, you say Amosi. Now, but Nishmat Adam said, but what about the man? What about the man? Ah, leave me alone. The man was a once-in-a-lifetime guy. It wasn't a history thing. You can't bring proof from the man. But you see the fact that you make Amosi, that you would make, that you would make a very least, you would make a, the very fact that you say Berkat HaMazon, you'd also say, say Hamosi on it. The Rashash writes like this, he says, then what if you made Masah from that? You grew wheat, and you're Asit Sheino Nakuv, and you ground it, and you made Masah. Can you eat that on Pesach? Can you fulfill the Masah, can you fulfill the Mitzvah on Pesach? He says, it sounds like he can. He has a proof. This is fascinating. There's a proof. There's a Gemara. There's a Mishnah in Chala and a Gemara in Gittin. You're bringing dirt on the boat. On the boat towards Eretz Yisrael. And I know, you have like a thing, and you're planting on the boat. So the Gemara there says, Chayav v'maaser u'b'shvit, if it's on the way to Eretz Yisrael, so your Chayav already is considered to be like it's in Eretz Yisrael. You can't do it on the Shemitah. And you have to take maaser from that which grows there. So it's that, but that's not connected to the ground either. So then Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. That's what Chachamim seem to say. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no. That's only when the boat is still and really close to the ground. But if it's on a regular boat, it's separated from the ground and therefore not. And we seem to follow this idea of Rabbi Yehuda. So Ravani Yosef says, look, Asit Nakuv, at the very least, is dirt. It's dirt. It's in a pot, but it's dirt. You want to argue it is Adama, it's not Adama, it's Afar. There's an interesting piece in Reb Chaim on the Rambam, who says you have to differentiate between Adama and Mechubar Lakarka. You're right, it's not connected to the ground. Everyone agrees it's not connected to the ground. So what? Does everything have to be Adama connected to the ground? Maybe you could have Adama that's not connected to the ground. Ravani points out, but who cares? Here, there's no Adama at all. There's no dirt. It's all water. There's nutrients. There's whatever. You can Google. But there's no dirt at all. He says here, first of all, we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that on the boat, it's also not going to be Adama. It's also not going to be Ha'es on the boat, which is dirt on the boat. So he says, certainly, when there's no dirt at all, it's going to be a Shehakol Nihiya B'Torah. He says, though, should you worry about this? You go to the supermarket. Do you worry? Have to worry that maybe, I don't know, I see cucumbers. Some of the cucumbers might be Adama. Some of the cucumbers might be Shakol. He says, I don't think you have to worry about these things. You don't have to worry that there's like three. Most of the cucumbers so far are from the ground. Now, should that reality change, then the bracha would change also. Should the reality on the ground change? Uh-huh. I mean that. But should the reality change? So then the bracha would change, but I think if they were selling us hydroponically grown fruits and vegetables, it would cost a fortune. Nobody, I don't think Publix would charge you the same for hydroponically grown cucumber than the regular cucumber, you'd know very well which one you're buying based on the price. And so you don't have to worry. But just one last point, he says, and what if you did make a natama on a hydroponically grown cucumber? He says, yatsaya dechova. Why? Because first of all, that's your opinion, Chachamim, who he said on the boat also you'd make a natama. There's also opinion of the Shevet Halev or of Ozner, who thought that you should make the original bracha also. He says, although he's wrong, if you made the bracha that you thought it was, yatsaya dechova b'diavad, and so you don't have to repeat a bracha of shakol.